25 år gamle Josh Groban har solgt hele 13 millioner plater av albumet Closer fra 2003, hvor for øvrig vår egen Rolf Løvland skrev hitten You Raise Me Up. Nå han klar med sitt tredje album, Wake, hvor han har fått leke seg med flere toppnavn, deriblandt jazzpianist Herbie Hancock og sanggruppen Ladysmith Black Mambazo fra Sør-Afrika. Som en amerikansk superkjendis møter Josh Groban mange andre kjendiser I megaklassen. Det var slik samarbeidet med Herbie Hancock ble til.
I met Herbie Hancock. I was thrilled to meet Herbie at a concert for Stevie Wonder that we did together in Los Angeles. And he knew who I was, and I was thrilled. And I said, oh my God, what would you think? I said, I know we don't do the same kind of music at all, but what would you say to doing a song together some way? He goes, oh man, I love it. Let's do it. Let's figure something out. So as we were working on this song, I said, you know what? Call me crazy, but I'm gonna call Herbie Hancock, and I'm gonna say, listen to this song. What do you think about playing on this track? Because this track has a very kind of Peter Gabriel jazz fusion kind of feel to it. And I thought that he plays all the Rhodes and piano on this track. And I just thought that his way of playing, the kind of dirty, kind of funk kind of way of playing that he has, would just be great. And he liked the track a lot. And he came into L.A. and we worked with him. And it's just so different. I mean, combined with the kind of singing that I do with this kind of a track and his kind of arrangement on it, I've never heard anything like it, this song. I really feel like I've made a song that really is a style all its own.
Etter hvert som Josh Groban har begynt å omgås andre kjendiser I superklassen, har han begynt å legge vekk sin nesegruse beundring han hadde, eller egentlig fremdeles har da, for de andre kjendisene. Når han møter Steve Wonder, Celine Dion eller Benny Andersson, så prøver han å opptre så avslappet som mulig, selv om han altså samtidig lever ut sin egen drøm om å treffe disse menneskene.
I do feel like I'm living a dream. When I do have the privilege to talk to somebody like that, for me, you just have to, you know, I rarely get starstruck for long. Maybe I'll get starstruck for a minute, but then very quickly I will start to, you know, just you start to see them as human beings, but incredibly brilliant human beings that have just stood their ground and done great work for a very, very long time. So as a young artist, I try to get past the starstruck phase quickly and just get information from them. You know, how did you do it? What's your secret? What advice do you have? And the nicest thing about meeting those people is that you kind of build friendships and you feel like you're not alone. It's a really lonely business. You know, when you feel like you're doing something new, when you feel like, especially if you're a solo artist, there are a lot of challenges in the business that have not changed for the last 30 years. A lot of new ones, but a lot of old ones too. And it's nice to talk to some of these people that have done it their way and have gone through all the challenges and stood their ground. And just to get that kind of confidence from them that, it's okay to follow your heart. It's okay to stand your ground, not let the vultures get to you.
You treat them as ordinary people because that's what they are?
Absolutely. You have to. You know, for me, it's the same thing. My friends who know me see me on stage, they see me on TV, they see me performing, and then they see me when we're going out and seeing a stupid movie together. And it does feel like it's a duality a little bit. It's like two separate people. And I think that, you know, it's you have to always know and respect the person that is on stage. But then to be able to get to know the other side of these people. You know, they're just people with the same hopes and fears and dreams as everybody else. And so, but we all just have very improbable lives, and I think that's what we all share in that.
Josh Groban veldig bevisst den makten han har som kjendis. Derfor har han opprettet sin egen humanitære stiftelse for å kunne utnytte kjendisstatusen til noe positivt. Forbildet U2-vokalist Bono.
Well, Bono is, I think, just an inspiration to everybody. I mean, the man, I don't know. I mean, he has done so much. I think we can all aspire to put the type of time and energy that Bono has given. I think that, you know, when you think about being a political activist, I think that for all of us, you know, if we're lucky enough to have a voice, we're fortunate enough to be in this position, it's because we make music. It's because we are able to reach people with a universal language. When it comes to political views and things like that, it's a fine line between letting... It's not so much about pushing your agenda on other people politically. It's about making sure they feel strongly about whatever their agenda is, and that whatever they feel, they should stand up. I mean, my generation sits back, you know, to a certain extent. We need to stand up. We need to do more.
Det ikke bare Josh Groban som samler inn penger til stiftelsen sin. Faktisk så får han god hjelp av fansen sin, som sjeldent opptatt av å samle inn penger til Groban stiftelsen.
My fans are extraordinary in that regard. They've given so much money, they've helped my foundation so much, and we're still just at the very beginning of what we can accomplish. I think every single young artist out there should strive to, at some point, be where Bono is. Can you imagine if we had 20 Bonos out there doing this, you know? The world would be a very different place.
Josh Grobbins familie kom fra Toten, og første gang Josh var i Norge var på slektsbesøk som 13-åring.
It is in my blood. I'm so proud of that fact. You know, I'm half Norwegian. My great-great-great-grandparents were born and lived in Toten, and have not been there yet, but would like to go. I'm sure I have many relatives there that have no idea that I'm their relative. But, you know, I have many, many generations that were born and raised in America, but... But it's important to remember your family tree and to know your heritage, and I'm very, very proud of my Norwegian heritage. So yeah, it feels like a home away from home when I go there.
From Toten, there is a Norwegian rockabilly band called Vasir and Bilopuggers. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're related to them.
Maybe so. I'll have to ask them. I'll jam with them and see what happens. Yeah. Yes.
Hush now, baby, don't you cry.
To av sangene på plata har Josh Groban spilt inn I Sør-Afrika med Ladysmith Black Mambosa. Det fordi Josh veldig opptatt av Sør-Afrika som land, og ikke minst musikken der.
Weeping, I found while I was in South Africa. I've always been fascinated with that country, the music, the heated political history, everything that they've gone through, and the fact that now they're a new free country that is still, it's still so new over there. When I visited, it's still such a... It's such a vibrant city vibrant country that has so much potential, so much poverty in so many places, yet still has places like Cape Town that are one of the most beautiful cities in the entire world, Cape Town, South Africa. While I was there, I was able to visit with Nelson Mandela, visit one of his food schemes, see firsthand some of the problems that are always existing in South Africa, and also seeing how I could leave and help. And so I've been really dedicated to a lot of the charity work over there since leaving. But from a musical standpoint, hearing the song Weeping blew me away because I'd never heard that song before. That's a famous song in South Africa. It was written in the 80s, and it was a protest song. It was very controversial. But it was written after the apartheid had ended. And it was written basically as a song, not in anger, certainly, but a song in just absolute frustration and looking forward and not making the same mistakes, and a song about, you know, not detaching from our humanity, not looking from afar. You know, the whole song says, you know, there's this demon over there, and I'm going to build this wall, and I'm going to have this fire, and I'm going to have these guns. Don't you worry about a thing. It's over there. It's roaring. It's crazy. It's drawing near, but you're safe. But as the night came down, I listened, and it wasn't roaring. It was weeping, you know, and it really is a lesson to all of us, especially in the world we're in right this minute, where seemingly the entire world has a bit of an itchy trigger finger. It's important that we don't detach from the human side of the fact that we're all genetically all identical. And it is, in its essence, a song about not forgetting how human we are.